All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is New Tech City, WNYC's weekly look at how technology is changing the way New Yorkers live. I'm Anoush Samarodi. This week, growing a business. Hurricane Sandy hit the Brooklyn neighborhood of Red Hook hard, destroying much of the budding restaurant and food scene there. Several businesses are rebuilding, but not with the assistance of FEMA or the Small Business Administration, but through crowdfunding. I talked to Eric Finkelstein and Matt Ross, owners of Court Street Grocers, about their ruined catering business and why they're asking for donations online, even though their main shop up the road in Carroll Gardens is fine.
We are opening a second location in Red Hook on Sullivan Street and are in the process of building it out, and we had a lot of water inside, almost 5 feet inside.
A cousin of mine invested in our growth, and we gave him a percentage of our business and then effectively lost everything that he had given us. We had obviously heard of Kickstarter as a way to raise funds to start a new project, but we came across this website, smallknot.com, which is for existing small businesses to raise new capital to expand.
Donations range from $10 to $10,000, $10,000 obviously being a pipe dream.
$75 will get you the right to hang your picture up on the wall at the new space.
So explain again to me why FEMA, the Small Business Administration, or insurance were not an option in terms of rebuilding.
It's a new business. We haven't filed tax returns yet. So, I mean, this crowdsourcing thing is not something we had really ever anticipated on doing. It's just, you know, once we realized that because we didn't file tax returns, we couldn't get any kind of federal loans, city loans. I mean, even some of these small, like, local, like, fundraising things we may not be eligible for.
You know, as far as I can tell, almost nobody had flood insurance in Red Hook.
So what's been the response so far? I mean, has there been anyone who said, you know what, it's kind of weird giving you guys money, your business is up and running, and there are other people who lost their homes?
It's difficult and kind of weird for us because we're not a nonprofit, and we're not a charity, and we don't want to, you know, make people think that we're a charity, but this is essentially the only way we can continue, and people have been so responsive.
We know we have a certain amount secured, so, you know, our contractor is back in there as of a week ago. Demolition is finished. You know, new walls are back up. All the tile work is nearly done. And the next big step is purchasing equipment.
Matt and Eric, Court Street Grocers, the two of them, thank you so much for explaining this really interesting way of getting back on your feet post-Sandy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
General Assembly is best known as a co-working space, home to tech startups and entrepreneurs. But it recently raised nearly $10 million and is now expanding to 9 more cities, focusing more on its on-site and online courses. Reporter Tracy Samuelson tells us why GA sees an opportunity for bigger growth in education.
Are you here for the tour?
Yes.
General Assembly's main home is an enormous loft in the Flatiron District, filled with sleek modern furniture more fitting of a nightclub than an office. In one room, carefully selected entrepreneurs and techie creative types pay $300 a month to work from laptops on low black couches and communal tables. In the next room, you can rent an actual desk for $500. But GA is so popular, they're not even taking names for the wait list right now.
So what would you call this little thing that we're sitting in?
This pod? I would call it a pod.
Adam Pritzker is one of the original founders. He's 28 and General Assembly's chairman. We're sitting in this pod thing, two high-back love seats that face each other to make General Assembly's version of private space. With three other guys, Pritzker launched GA in 2011 with a grant for $200,000. From the beginning, he says, in addition to co-working, GA offered people community. They hosted happy hours and classes, but those were largely informal and largely taught by its co-working members.
It was really after seeing big kind of initial traction around those classes that we said, maybe this is something we should really focus on, and maybe this is a real need in New York City.
So General Assembly is switching from being a co-working space that offered some classes to a network of campuses focused on teaching really specific hard skills in tech, business, and design. 26,000 students have taken classes around the globe in the last year and a half.
I would say a lot of the courses are goal-oriented and application-based, as well as being taught in a social environment. So a lot of the people here want to come and gain hard skills within that kind of social environment.
People like Julia Zhao. She works in marketing for Clean Edison, a clean energy training company. I caught up with her after a class on search engine optimization, or SEO. It's basically strategies to help your website turn up in Google or Bing when people search for something similar.
I came in here with a foundational knowledge of SEO, and he really built on top of that. I thought it was fantastic.
This is the kind of specific skills-based class that General Assembly has made their sweet spot. Not that it's always a perfect fit for each student.
I've been to a few other classes at General Assembly where I felt like it was a little too basic. Last month I went to a blogging, it was called Blogging for Business, but really he was going over a lot of like basic stuff about blogging.
General Assembly often develops their classes by asking big employers what they actually need in new hires. Sometimes they even work for those companies to train their existing employees in a new programming language or web strategy. These kind of bite-sized classes help workers fill the skills gap left by more traditional education or keep their skills up to date, says Tony Carnevale. He's the director of Georgetown University's Center on Education and the Workforce.
It is true that learning translates into cash and translates into jobs. There's no doubt about that now, and it's much more true than it ever was in modern economies.
Carnevale says this learning on demand is big, big business. Employers and individuals spend $40 billion a year on these informal classes. But Carnevale also says buyer beware, that students should investigate the teachers and whether these classes have translated into new jobs and higher pay for past students. Otherwise, they'll just be wasting time and money. For WNYC, I'm Tracy Samuelson.
One final word on growth. With PC sales down for the first time in about 11 years and tablet sales exploding, I asked Pete Cashmore, the CEO of the tech website Mashable, if that means we're witnessing the demise of the home computer.
In a way, yes. I mean, I think for the vast majority of people, a tablet does what you want to do, right? You can watch your movies, you can listen to music, you can surf the web, you can go to your Facebook page, you can write an email. So I think the tablet is a great solution. It's a lot cheaper than having a PC or maintaining a PC.
Are you moving your desktop computer to the trash bin? Tell us on Twitter at New Tech City or go to our website, wnyc.org/tech. And be sure to download our podcast free from iTunes. I'm Anoush Zamarodi, and this is New Tech City from WNYC.